100 Word Stories. Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, One A Day Until the Day I Die.com. Not dead yet, and another week has gone by, so it's time for the weekly challenge. I post a topic, you come up with the stories. The topic is ring. And you ever feel like wringing someone's neck? So with this Podcast Connect on Apple, this new catalog feature, this podcast has been going on for almost 11 years. It was one of the first to be added to their directory, so old that it's not associated with an Apple ID. I think I went over this last week, I'm not sure. So you've got level one support throwing back the steps that I just did. You know, did you unplug your computer? And it's just insane. This is a customer service nightmare. Even though it can stay on the feed without any of that crap, it would just be nice. And I said, well, can you manually add it? And they said, it can't be manually added. And it's like, what? You don't have someone who has control of the database and stuff? And you see, in the iTunes tags that they ask us to add, you put in iTunes owner, iTunes email address, and all these things, iTunes name, owner name, and these tags let them know, hey, the person that's writing you from this email address is the owner. And they just, what's the point of having the damn tags? What, so they can sick the FBI on them? I mean, oh no, wait, they don't do that, or admit to it. I don't know, it's just crazy. So it's still on iTunes, and they want me to change the feed, delete the feed, and then put it back. It's like, well, it loses all the reviews and ratings. You're going to tell someone who's been on your site, helped you test it for over 10 years, oh, just, you know, delete it and re-add it. You know, fuck your ratings, fuck all the stuff that you've built up before. Fuck your listeners. You know, just, you know, I don't know what... Sorry, we can't be bothered to ask a developer. Sorry, I can't be bothered to tell you that we've opened a case on it to get this to actually work because, you know, people have been around this long and still are. Maybe, I don't know, we should be grateful. No, they only care about the Adam Currys and the Adam Carollas and the how does this get made and the big tickets, not us, the little folks, the folks that... did it, kept going, and just don't give a crap about the rest of it, you know? I'm not in it for the fame or the money or the interviews. I mean, let Normal Joe have all those. I mean, I just want to create. And when you look at folks like Tony Dyson, the guy who built R2-D2, it's all about being creative and loving the process and making things and imagining and trying to find joy in that. You know, all this other, oh, the, you know, gotta make a book out of it and a movie out of it and sell this and sell. I just want to build things, even if it's just with words. So, I guess that's my rant for the week. Good. Let's see, who do we have stories from? I'm gonna see, even though you can read this on the site, I can pretend to fill the air with this. Charlie, Muncie, Jeffrey, Richard, Aubrey has returned. Welcome back, Aubrey. Serendipity, Lizzie, and oh my God, Planet X-Ray. There we go. A little dual orbit action going with Planet Z there, I guess. Passing through like a comet. Tom is back. Normal Joe, Tura, and as I mentioned earlier, Planet Z. So here's Charlie, and let's get going. I hope you enjoy this week, and I'll see you on the other side.
Good morning. This is Charlie. Got three stories today. He held off giving Poopsie the ring. She kicked him square in the cullions for looking at another woman. asking her if he could capture the playful quality of her buttocks with his eye cam. Poopsie was tough. She had a Kevlar insert in her panties. Day she drank and watched TV, but at night she was a cage fighter in the city. Her personality was a cross between Ronda Rousey and Golda Meir. If she was approached at the bar, she flicked a quarter into the guy's eye and said, "Why don't you go grab yourself an ice cream scooter?" Lenny was finally admitted to the ring of the Grand Vizier. Those that did not adopt the tenets of the ring were whipped, tortured, teased, robbed, killed, then raped. Lenny had hoped that being a member would finally get him the respect and admiration he strove for as an unpopular clerk in a large national corporation. He wheedled and cajoled his way into the inner circle of management, and at a company party, he accidentally walked in on an ad hoc meeting of the ring. Rather than kill him on the spot, the ring invited him into the group. The story he told to the psychiatrist didn't ring true. He complained that the ringing in his ears was the cause for the outbreak of violence at the Walmart store. He threw heavy objects, started fires in the lingerie section, and took off his clothes. A ring of police gathered at the exits as a tax squad entered and drove him out. Eric was fast and powerful. He leaped from the tops of the display cases as he evaded the police. Four officers were injured when hit with appliances, but a well-placed rubber bullet to the groin took him down.
Greetings, Timmy, from Munsey, here in March with a new nickname and a story for you, a story that also happens to be good advice. Well, advice at any rate. I don't know about good. On Affection, and Also on Jewelry, by Christopher Monroe. If you like it, you should put a ring on it. If you don't like it, no ring. It's fairly simple. If you think about it, it's almost unreasonably simplistic. But it does make for a good rule of thumb as far as who or what is liked. A person with a ring is liked, by at least the person with whom that ring was exchanged. Trees? People like 'em big, and bigger ones have more rings. Saturn? Well, everyone likes Saturn. I like my bathtub. Wait. No. I'm going to have to go back to the lab and rethink this. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at MunzeeMunzee. Thus ends my first story of March, Timmy. I hope you've dug it. More to come, as always, but you knew that, I suspect.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 515 on the topic of ring. My first story is called The Ring. I remember buying the ring, paying a small fortune for a flawless diamond, on the off chance that she'd see the flaws in a cheaper stone. I remember how nervous I was when I asked her to marry me. When the time came to flip open the box, I snagged the ring and sent it flying across the room. Fortunately, she said yes before I started hunting for it. Now I gently removed the ring from her lifeless finger just before the undertaker closed the casket. We agreed she would be buried with her wedding ring, but I wanted to keep the diamond. After all, didn't I just say I paid a fortune for it? I'm sure not going to buy another one for my girlfriend. And my second story is called Ring Around the Bathtub. I stared at the bathtub, looked at the ring around the drain. Remember those ads for whisk detergent, promising to rid you of ring around the collar? Same problem, just on porcelain. I tried a magic eraser, I used Comet, I scrubbed and scrubbed, but nothing worked. That damn ring mocked me. Well, fine, just fine. Time to break out the heavy weapon, industrial strength hydrochloric acid. I gave it a little time to soak in, used a heavy cloth to rub it off, and the stain came right out. Success! I vowed that would be the last time I cut up a body in my own bathtub. Next time, I'll use the neighbor's. After all, he wouldn't be needing it any longer. And that's it for me this week. I will be back next week with more stories.
Good morning. It's Richard here, and I've got a few stories for you today. So without further ado, let's get on with them. One Ring. Unbelievably, the Hobbit's ploy worked. Distracted by the gold scattered amongst the undergrowth, the dragon halted its chase, and Boggins crawled away unnoticed. Of his companions there was no sign, and he was forced to conclude that they'd left him for dead. With night drawing in, he found a small cave to hide in, and cowered in the darkness, lamenting his loss. No friends, no hope, and, thanks to the dragon, no gold either. Thrusting his hands in his pockets, he was surprised to touch metal. All that was left of his treasure, a single gold ring. Here's my second story. It's called Stella. It had been a thoroughly enjoyable business lunch. Right from the moment Stella was introduced to me, we hit it off big time. Not only was she Metrotronic's best sales manager, she was witty, intelligent, and drop-dead gorgeous. Business took a back seat as we flirted madly all evening. Then, as she was leaving, she slipped me a napkin, upon which she'd written her number and the words, "Ring me." When I called, I was in for a hell of a shock. She threatened to nail me for sexual harassment unless I signed the deal. I signed, of course. Here's another. This one's called Romantic Gesture. I wanted something special to celebrate our marriage, so I watched a YouTube instructional for making a ring from a coin. It wasn't straightforward. I had no workshop tools, so I had to buy them. I also needed somewhere secret to work, so I rented a workshop. I went through a few coins too, dozens really. Eventually, the exercise had cost me more than buying a ring straight out. However, the glow of pride I felt when I presented my fiancée with my efforts was completely ruined by her response. "Cheapskate! You couldn't even buy me a proper ring!" And there's more. This one's called Alien. The old guy's story was implausible, but it did have the ring of truth to it. He certainly had the military background, and the details we'd been able to research checked out. It was the crazy stuff that was harder to believe. I've heard some harebrained Area 51 stories, but this was nuts. Experiments to develop hybrid alien world leaders? Alien DNA infiltrating the corridors of power? An out-of-control alien intelligence disguised as human, poised for world domination? Too crazy to be true. Yet, the evidence was there. An out-of-control alien masquerading as human? Trump. And I've got just one more, and then I'll leave you in peace. This is Dream Job. My first job was almost a dream come true. International travel to destinations most people hadn't even heard of. Excitement, adventure, and the thrill of never knowing where each day might take you. My colleagues were an eclectic and interesting bunch, of every nationality, and although many were extremely demanding and didn't suffer fools gladly, they were, without exception, experts in their field, highly motivated, and successful individuals. Then there was the knowledge that you were really making a difference in people's lives. Such a great feeling. best job I ever had, working for the drugs ring. I shall spare you any further, so until next week, goodbye.
Hi, I'm Aubrey Lynn Jepson of aubreylynnjepson.wordpress.com, also known as the Taming of the Muse blog, and here is my story for this week. We live in an age where everyone is expected to be available at the drop of a hat, but I try not to take that for granted. I mean, I get it, I do. We're self-absorbed beings that care more about Candy Crush than the person across the table from us. Sometimes, at least. But 30 years ago, my mom lived thousands of miles from her family, and it took several steps and a couple of weeks to send a picture of her newborn baby. Now the phone rings and she can instantly see her granddaughter, thanks to that soul-sucking technology.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. Ring, ring. Ring, ring. Just let it ring. Do not pick up. Or do you? It's the ultimate catch-22 dilemma. Your rescuers have your number. They're making the call. All you have to do is pick up, answer, and tell them where you are. Simple. But if you pick up the phone, the explosive charge will be triggered, and the whole room, with you inside, becomes a raging fireball. And if you do nothing, nothing happens. Nobody will find you. No food. No water. No hope. So, what's it going to be? Ring, ring. Ring, 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 ring.
Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Silver with a red stone, thought Marcus. She liked red. The shopkeeper was extremely friendly. However, none of the rings appealed to Marcus. He wanted something different. Well, said the man, I have one here that is very special. It will make her young and beautiful forever, but it comes with a special price too. What's the price? I'll pay. When he left the store, 5 of his fingers and an ear were gone. You should have noticed those small jars on the shelf behind the counter. It turned out the man was a collector of body art, as he put it. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Greetings, Earthlings. Yes, it is I, Planet X-Ray, back again to grace you with my presence. Today, I'm going to give you a little story of Earth's history that few know. It's called The Ring of Pluto. The Ring of Pluto is hardly noticeable, which is the way the Empire's Zoological Commission wants it. Originally, the ring acted like a bright beacon to travelers that this was an open system to all commerce and travelers, ripe for exploitation. But after several thousands of years of being this way, Vampire closed it down when a group of engineers started to experiment on and raise the intelligence level of the native inhabitants of the third planet of the system. Now, only occasional sightseeing tours are allowed to visit the planet, and then only with a commission representative on board. Well, that's just a little bit of Earth's history that I will be bringing when I stop by your quaint little planet. Until next time, this is Planet X-Ray, signing off.
Hello, Night People. Tom here, and I've got three stories tonight. The first, The One Ring. The jeweler was amazed. Silver rings just don't last that long. Must have been held together by love. We purchased Gail's Moonstone engagement ring from Willow when all our hair was a different color. Gail never cared much for diamonds, though I would have gladly laid down the cash for one. She said she wanted a stone that glowed warmth and not a cold rock of ice. So we had new rings cast in gold, a dozen interlocking birds, and a proper Celtic pattern. The silver ring went into the cherry wood box alongside my grandmother and grandfather's rings. Story 2, Ring You. I don't normally go in for horror films, but the Japanese film Ring You somehow got under my radar. It was pretty damn creepy, and just when you thought you had it all figured out, wrong. I was so impressed by the film that I googled author Yaoichi Suzuki. On his website, you could pre-order the American translation through Vertical Ink. I was the first American to read the book and first to write a review. The book was way scarier than the film. Had nightmares for a month. Gave the book to a friend. He had nightmares for a month. And the last story, Rheingold. Everyone has heard part of it. Few have the endurance to make it through the whole cycle. Richard Wagner's Der Ring der Nibelung is long, really long. It's in German. I don't speak German. So it came as a surprise that the video of the New York Mets' Spartan stage production in the 90s was so mesmerizing. I was glued to the screen as Brunhilde is slowly surrounded by the magic fire. The last time the SF Opera did the ring, I was teaching a full load. Next time, I will be a man of cum dignite optimum. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com. And of the YA Books podcast. Come check out the podcast if you haven't yet. I've interviewed some interesting people recently, and should have some good interviews coming up soon as well. Well, here's my entry for the weekly challenge, number 515, with a prompt of ring. Monkey Boy crouched, ready to spring as his enemy circled around him. The power of the monkey paw was one thing, and he wouldn't hesitate to use it if there were only a few. There were a few too many, and they moved in to form tightly around him.
"Polecat," he shouted, "I know you're out there. I can smell you a mile away."
The ring broke open to admit the girl, petite, attractive, and odoriferous.
"You'd never hurt a girl," she laughed.
"Don't be so sure about that," he said, raising a paw, but then suddenly leaped forward.
Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week. Boy, that was tough. Crap. All right.
Arturo Brazzino here with a story on the subject, Ring. Welcome to Phone, the phone you've always wanted. It's designed as a heavy table ornament, so you never have to awkwardly fish it out of your pocket. It literally rings with a mechanical bell, not a feeble, tinny beep. Its innovative user interface does away with fiddly touchscreens and buttons, replacing them with a single mechanical dial, easily used by the fattest of fingers. Use its companion apps, notepad and pen, to record your contact's details, and never have to worry about accidentally erasing them. Best of all, you can leave it at home and avoid distractions through the day.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Last time I lost weight, I lost so much, my ring slipped off, and I lost it. I got a new ring, and it fit fine, until I gained all the weight back, and more. Now my ring was too tight, but because it's gold, it's soft enough to gradually stretch, but not enough. So I lost weight again, and it got loose again. This time, I had it adjusted, so it'll fit fine. Until I gained the weight back. Now I wear the ring on a chain around my neck, and I eat whatever the hell I want.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories on the topic of Ring. Hope you enjoyed this week. I enjoyed it. Took me a while to get this all recorded and put together, but it was worth it, I think. Let me know if you agree with me. Either drop me a note or a social media something, or you could just put a comment in the... Is Askament just eating all the comments? Hey, could you test it for me? Yeah, that's pathetic. So, if you want to waste some time and you use iTunes to listen, just go ahead and put a review up there. That way it gets deleted when these jerks tell me, well, you just got to delete it and put it back in. We don't care if you've been on here for 10 years. Oh, whatever. Yeah, loyalty program? Yeah, that's a good idea for someone else. Okay, we're good. That's because we encrypt everything, so we can't do it for you. Yeah, welcome to Apple. So, I will see you next week. As I said, the topic's going to be Guide. If I haven't said it, then, God, I've been doing this for too long. Thank you all for listening and being a part of this. And if it wasn't for you... I'd just be talking to myself, which happens anyway. And as always, keep it brief.